This is the Composer's Datebook for January 14th. I'm John Burge. Some instruments seem to have all the luck, or at least all the concertos. If you play violin or piano, you have hundreds of concertos to choose from, but if your instrument is the harp, and you'll forgive the pun, the pluckings are slim. This hardly seems fair to one of mankind's oldest instruments, depicted on murals from ancient Egypt and traditionally associated with King David in the Bible. In the 18th and early 19th century, there are just a handful of great classical harp concertos, Handel, Mozart, and others. In the 20th century, things start to improve a little with modern concertos by Glier, Pierney, Castelnuovo Tedesco, and Rodrigo. On today's date in 1955, we're happy to report, one of the finest modern works for harp and orchestra had its premiere when harpist Nicanor Zabaleta premiered a new harp concerto by the prolific Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos with the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by the composer. Yet another edition came in 2000 from the pen of the Finnish composer Aino Juhani Rautavaara. His harp concerto was commissioned by the Minnesota Orchestra, who premiered the new work with the Finnish conductor Osmo Venska and Kathy Kinzel as soloist. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.